Welcome, everyone. On behalf of National Law Foundation, I'm Steve Siegel. Our topic today is addressing and fixing estate planning mistakes. So where do we want to start? We want to start with the mistake that most people make. And sadly, it's the failure to plan. I'm not talking yet about sophisticated planning or involved complicated planning or heavy tax planning. I'm just talking about planning. Wall Street Journal survey said 60% of Americans don't even have an estate plan, not a will, not a trust, nothing. And so that is a scary statistic. If you don't have a plan, your state has a plan for you. It's called the laws of intestacy. And the laws of intestacy, each state has its own set of rules. In most states, it will say if you die without a will and you're a married person, your spouse gets your assets. In some states, your spouse gets half your assets and your children get the other half. In a couple of states, if you have a spouse but no children, but you have parents alive, your parents get a portion of your assets. Is that what you have in mind? Who do you want to manage your affairs after you pass? Having a will, having a trust, lays all that out. You choose. If you don't do that, the laws of intestacy say someone has to be appointed administrator. And if you have a spouse, that person usually has first priority. But if you don't have a spouse and you have several children, they can fight with each other to see who gets appointed administrator. Obviously, that isn't what you want to have be the result of a life hopefully well lived and a passing with no plan. So people really need to be reminded that some plan, even an imperfect plan, is a good start. And if it's imperfect to begin with, work on it as time goes on. When there's a situation where there is no planning, as I said, your heirs might not be very happy. Some people will get a percentage. They might say, well, mom or dad promised me this or that. They promised me the business. They promised me their personal effects. I'm going to have to sue you to get them because there was a promise made. Well, is there proof of that promise? All of these things can happen. Then we have the Prince estate, the singer from Minnesota, Prince, the well-known rock star. Prince died with no will. Prince was not married. Apparently, he never married. So what happened as a result of his death? Dozens of people who thought they might be his child went and had DNA tests. None proved to be his child. No spouse, no children. His parents had passed. So a sister got his entire estate. And his estate is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And from stories, he was a charitable person. Charity got nothing. Maybe the sister will give something to charity, but no requirement. So is this the way your clients want to be remembered? Is this the situation anyone wants to leave behind? The short answer, I think, for most of us would be no. Well, you need to get in front of your clients and begin a conversation. Planning is important. The basic documents are a will, a living trust, a durable power of attorney, and a health care directive. If you're in a location where probate is an issue, living trust is probably the way you want to go. Have a living trust, and in that trust, you can be, of course, the grantor and the beneficiary and the trustee. So you're in full control of everything while you are alive and well. Should you become incapacitated, the trust properly drawn would say, in the event of my incapacity, this person becomes a co-trustee or steps in to be the only trustee, depending on the circumstances. But to make sure the living trust works, you have to title everything in the living trust. Just signing the document is not enough. So sometimes that's a bit of a nuisance. Have you transferred all your brokerage accounts, your bank accounts, all your property, all your assets, your real estate into the name of the trust? Is everything titled that way? If so, perfect. You'll avoid probate. Everything will work as you wish. But we always recommend that when you're using a living trust, you have a very simple will that we call a pour-over will. The pour-over will essentially says, in the event of my death, anything that I didn't title in the name of the trust, I hereby leave to the trustees of my trust to be administered in accordance with the trust terms. That way, everything will be dealt with through one administration. Maybe a few assets may have to endure probate, but the living trust is not a different, you haven't created two different sources of administration.